This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, the live Wednesday edition of the show. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Jay, we have a guest in the studio. I have, and it's Free Stater, longtime Free Stater here, lived for a very long time. Joel Valenzuela. Joel, welcome.
Good having me.
So, you know, what the reason you're on the show is because we have been talking about cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live for a very long time. As a matter of fact, in January 2011, we had a lunch meeting with an amplifier. That's somebody who pays to be part of our little Mouseketeer Club here on Free Talk Live. That amplifier's name was Gavin Andreessen, and he told us about magic internet money that they were creating called Bitcoin. And at that meeting, I said, hey, you know, I'd sell you some podcast ads for this Bitcoin of yours to promote it or whatever. In that moment, we became the first ad venue in the world to accept Bitcoins for ads. Now, he didn't take me up on that, but he did pay me for my lunch in Bitcoin. Or I should say, he paid me to pay for his lunch. So he wanted to pay for lunch in Bitcoin, so I paid for it on my credit card. He gave me Bitcoin. It was about, you know, $9 or something for the Drunken Monkey at Thai Garden here in Keene, New Hampshire. And so he gave me something like 40 Bitcoins or thereabouts.
Oh, goodness.
Because it was worth, they were 27 cents a piece on that day. And now, what's a Bitcoin worth today?
It's nearing $1,500.
So something like $60,000 worth of Bitcoin today is what I got paid for lunch.
I hope he really enjoyed that lunch. It was a pricey one.
He has said that that was the most profitable lunch of his life because he credits Free Talk Live as sort of kicking Bitcoin off, you know, that first rocket booster in the multi-stage rocket. And I don't know whether that's true, but I'll take that praise whenever I can get it.
Well, Free Talk Live is the reason my brother Josh started mining Bitcoin in 2011. He literally jumped on it as soon as you guys started talking about it. And also, it's the reason I got into Bitcoin. And almost all my friends that have been into Bitcoin for a few years is because of Free Talk Live. Even the guys in Colorado, a lot of them, you know, have listened to Free Talk Live and LRN, and they've been out to Pork Fest and stuff. And it was you guys that got them into it.
And I'd say, even though I'm really excited about the utility of cryptocurrencies, I like the idea that you can use this non-governmental international currency to buy and sell anywhere in the world. I've bought hotel rooms in Belize. I didn't get shaken down for taking money from one country to another or anything like that. I just had my phone, and I bought a hotel room and paid for it for several nights, and I can't remember what else, my bar tab that, at the hotel. And I was able to do that, and that's really cool. I've also sent money via Bitcoin to people around the world. We're currently, Free Talk Live is involved in building an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda, right on the lakes of on the shores of the lake Victoria, and the idea is we're going to have 40 kids are going to have a place to live, and most of that money has been transferred via Bitcoin. Now obviously they're exchanging it through a local into what's their currency? It's shillings, and I get that confused between that and shekels. But nonetheless, we're able to do that.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And what I brought you on for, Joel, is because we have partnered very, very, very recently to the point that we haven't even got the ads on the air yet, but the deal's pinned and we're moving forward with one of the currencies, Dash. And you are part of a Dash organization. You need to tell me. You're a Dash guy.
Yeah, so I'm a member of what's called the Dash Force, and that's an organization under the main Dash DAO, or Decentralized Autonomous Organization.
Okay.
A lot of words there.
Yeah. And what does Dash Force do?
Basically,
because I know you're a writer.
Yes. It started as a sort of online commenting thing.
Okay.
Kind of online commenting thing. Of course, in the early days of Bitcoin, right, they owed its success to a lot of very energetic early support.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of other coins getting on there have taken notice of this and were using similar approaches to sort of grassroots comment wars online.
I see.
And unfortunately, a lot of that turned negative, right? And a lot of the people involved with Dash tended to be less boisterous, more like stable, more like polo shirt wearing, suit and tie, kind of, you know, not quite the ones that sort of ignore the trolling. And unfortunately, over the years, the trolling kind of led to a series of misconceptions or bad reputations. And so eventually we decided, hey, what if we just got together a team of people and just sort of acted like a pushback to that? Not a counter troll, not like a troll back type thing, but as a just set the record straight online, keep everything very polite. People, well, what is Dash? Oh, is there going to be someone there to answer that? So right. It started as that, and then since then we opened up a news site called Dash Force News, dashforcenews.com, that is doing the same thing, all except on the online.
I'm seeing your news bits.
Yes.
I don't know how why they're trickling into my news feed, but I'm seeing.
Yeah, they're getting all over the place. The sites are going pretty well so far.
I've shared quite a few of them on Free Talk Live's Facebook page. You can go and like our page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Ah, very nice. That's where the view spikes came from. But yeah, same sort of thing. I noticed that. So Dash started, without going too much into the backstory yet, Dash started as Darkcoin. I mean, first Xcoin, then Darkcoin.
Oh, yeah, I remember Darkcoin.
Back in 2014, and its first main feature was privacy, right?
That's good,
and
because Bitcoin's ledger is public. Now, it's pseudonymous. Somebody doesn't necessarily know what your account number is, but it's conceivable that you can follow a single Satoshi as it's moved around the Bitcoin sphere and see sort of where it goes and that kind of thing, and people can extrapolate information from that.
Yes. So as part of this, founder Evan Duffield of Dash decided to make a coin mixing service called, now called Private Send. And so anyway, that was the initial offer, the initial kind of selling point of Dash. And Dash has done many things in the following 3 years, except when you look at articles in the cryptocurrency universe right now, journalists are still calling it all privacy-centric coin Dash. That's sort of like calling the United States a colony-based country.
Okay.
For the 13 colonies. It's like
But it is more private than Bitcoin is.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And what are some of the other features of Dash that people might not know about?
Well, first is one called Instant Send, which, and now this is an important thing, right? It's, as far as I know, the first instant permanently settled payment system in the world. Right. So if you swipe your credit card or whatever, it goes through, but it takes until the next day or whatever to completely confirm.
Right.
Even in the early days of Bitcoin, you know, with a 10-minute block interval or whatever, you take at least 10 minutes to have that transaction confirmed, if not more. Now it could be, you know, a couple of days, depending on how bad the backlog is.
It can.
And cash is the one instantly settled payment option. Right. You do something for me. Here's your cash. We're done. Right? Dash is the second. 1.3 seconds via instant send. It's completely confirmed. It's done.
That's about how long it takes to hand cash to people.
Yeah. 1.3. One with the trail end, depending on how slow your hand is
right.
That day.
Well, I can tell you it's probably a little slower for me.
So instant send, is that like an option you can use in the wallet, or is that just all part of it?
Yes, that's an option you can use. It bumps up the fee a little bit. It's still, you know, just a matter of a couple cents. In fact, I mean, obviously you can't see this, but I do have a Dash wallet with a little instant send checkbox, and then that adds a little extra fee, and then it goes through instantly confirmed.
So what is a current Dash fee? I mean,
yeah, that's one of the things, is that Bitcoin, the fee used to be mitigable to nothing, but then with the block size debate, and we'll get into that, I want to talk to you about that.
Yes.
With the block size debate, the costs have gone way up to the point that you're paying between 30 cents and a dollar sometimes.
Yes.
I did a $12 transaction 2 weeks ago, and it was 85 cents for the transaction.
It's outrageous.
And that's why I haven't used it since.
That was a dollar less than mine.
We'll talk about what it costs to do a Dash transaction here in just a moment. But I'm excited about this. I think it's an interesting currency. The number, if you've got any questions or comments, it's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Wednesday edition of the show. It's Mark with you.
And Joel.
Jay.
Joel, if I end up calling you Joel, it's only because I read your name more often than I speak to you, so please forgive me.
No, it's okay. That's why I put the two dots over the E, so people take pause.
How do you find those two dots when you're using the keyboard?
It used to be a long, complicated process. On Android phones, now you just kind of like hold down on the E button and then
it gives you some choices.
It's a lot easier on mobile now.
Awesome. The number is 855-450-3733. We're doing a show this evening where I'm, you know, Joel's sitting somewhere between a guest and a co-host. We'll certainly take your calls on any topics here on Free Talk Live. But Joel is an expert in the area of cryptocurrencies. Free Talk Live is, well, the launching point for the most widely known and expensive of these cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin. And we've recently done a deal with a new one called Dash. And I want to find out as much as I can. And Joel is a great person to ask. As a matter of fact, the core team from Dash said, oh, yeah, ask Joel anything. He knows it all. So we'll get into that here in just a moment. Let's go to the phones. And before we do, let me real quick tell you about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. So we have an official cryptocurrency wallet, and it's Jax.io. If you've got Bitcoin or Dash or Litecoin or I can't even tell you all the ones that are on
Zcash.
There. Yep, Ethereum.
Ethereum Classic.
Ethereum Classic. Yeah, they've got quite a few different options. You can go get a great wallet, Jax. At JAXX.io or the App Store. You can hold Bitcoin or Ether, a variety of them, as I told you. There's ShapeShift integration, which allows you to change currencies right within the wallet, never giving your currency to anyone. It's a really great technology. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who was the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. And yeah, he's doing so great in crypto now. He doesn't need that stuff. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax, and it is. I use it for just that. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Get it at JAXX.io. Going to Liberty Lover, calling in on Skype. Liberty Lovers, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing tonight, guys?
Doing well.
Absolutely
wonderful.
Capital, sir.
What I wanted to know is your thoughts on a very divisive issue within the Libertarian Party.
Oh gosh, here it comes.
What are your opinions on borders, for example? Because I notice a lot of people tend to have quarrels over that.
Well, Joel, you've got the Hispanic-sounding last name. Why don't you go first?
Ay, caramba. Yes. Well, my view on the concept of a border is the border is fine for what's yours, right? Now, if in the case of a whole country, you, in order to create a border to restrict movement of people, you'd have to have the consent of every single person who is part of that country, right? And what do you do when you don't have consent over everyone, right? So I absolutely believe in private property borders. In fact, a lot of my parents' friends are ranchers along the Arizona-Mexico border, and they've definitely wanted to keep people out of their property. There's been a lot of people crossing the border who have been
throwing down trash.
Yeah, and one of them got murdered. One of my parents' friends, I remember him growing up, got murdered and caused the whole anti-immigration law in Arizona because of that, which I don't think was an appropriate response, but it's easy to see how that works, but I absolutely believe that if it's your property, you should be able to control the border around that. But for example, you get like say 80% of the people on the border saying, "Yeah, we definitely don't want we want only people that the U.S. federal government deems necessary to be crossing into our property." And there's other people who might disagree. They're free to let them on their property. They're free to let them do business. But the whole idea of keeping people out of a country based on like a line in the sand that not everyone consents to, not everyone who owns the United States, so to speak, consents to that. That's kind of a problematic thing from a liberty standpoint, I think.
Okay. Well, Liberty Lover, what are your thoughts?
Well, just to clarify, would you consider yourself closer, because this plays into it. Would you consider yourself closer on the anarchy spectrum of libertarianism or minarchy?
Well, I would probably say anarchy, except I don't really see there's much of a difference. The big difference is faith, right? Minarchists want to do with as little government as possible, and anarchists agree with them. They just think that minimum is zero.
Right. They have different beliefs on what the world would look like in the future. I'm of the opinion that people should be able to try it out, but I'll sit over here in the Constitutional Republic and wait and see how things go with you over there trying it out.
Well, the reason I asked that was you were talking about you believe in private property but not borders, for example. Well, aren't they really both the same thing?
If you assume that the United States owns all the property, sure.
I wouldn't say a national border and the border between my property and my neighbor's property are the same thing, because I am the one maintaining my property. My neighbor's the one maintaining his property. He owns it. The border doesn't exist, and you know, our border is not existing, controlled by a group of men who literally steal money to arm themselves to, you know, keep these borders, you know, however they want to keep them. And also, you know, the ideas of just even borders between states within the United States is kind of ridiculous. It's, you know, it's illegal to have a certain species of salad in your pocket. But if you cross over the border, so if you're in Nebraska and you get caught with a salad, you're getting arrested. If you're in Colorado, it's not a problem.
Well, I've got to ask, like, who's to say it's your border? Because I know that's something I tried to ask Daryl Perry, for example, a long time ago. He never really clarified. How do you enforce whose land is whose land?
I would assume you have, organizations that keep track of the GPS coordinates of the corners of your land and how the lines are drawn. I think that could be handled relatively easily within the Ethereum blockchain. Isn't that right, Joel?
Yes, or any real distributed ledger.
Turns out we don't need the government for that. Aren't we in great shape?
It meets and bounds can be put right in a blockchain.
Yeah. Well, what's to stop somebody from coming up to my land and saying, it's my land now?
Whether or not we need a government to handle force. So what, you're right. I mean, like, the government claims to have the monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. And I think that it does, like, it's got a lot of experience with that, 9,000 years of the state. It has, you know, it's got violence and force down. Mm. However,
yeah, from experience, you can't stop the state. I know.
Yep. For one, you have an organization. We just mentioned the DAO tokens off of Ethereum as a way to, you know, say whose land is whose. What's to stop somebody right now from coming onto my land, cocking their gun and saying, you're going to leave, I'm going to live here? Well, frankly, I don't have a police officer that lives in my town. So I'm just going to have to leave, and then I'll come back with some people with guns, probably law enforcement, in order to handle that. I mean, hold the line here. I think this is worth a bit more of a conversation, if you would, please. Liberty Lover, your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Wednesday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Joel.
And Jay.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, Dash, and Liberty Lover just called in to talk about borders and property rights, and sort of see how those two mesh. And I think it's worth a conversation worth having. Since we're talking about crypto, I think it's worth mentioning also that you can save between 20 and 35%, 33%, something like that. 33% at saveatpurse.com. But you need cryptocurrency, you need Bitcoin in order to be able to do it. It's just go there to saveatpurse.com, create an account, and use your Bitcoin to buy the things that you buy on Amazon every day. Saveatpurse.com. We've saved hundreds in our house. It's like getting a raise. You're saving 20% on things on Amazon. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go back to Liberty Lover. If you're calling in on Skype, I will get to you, but I can only take one at a time, just so you know.
All right. We're just going to continue where we left off there?
Yeah, we are. So I'm going to reset so that everybody knows what we're talking about. One thing that you called in asking about borders and sort of what the difference is between borders and property. And then we kind of went on to property. So I like to separate these two because to talk about borders is not to talk about property. People will often say, well, what if somebody comes into your house and sits down and starts eating your cornflakes? Well, that's different than somebody coming into the United States and wanting to work hard and, you know, make a better life for their family. The difference is that, you know, when you're talking about a collection of properties, which is what the United States is, not everybody agrees. So let me ask you this, Liberty Lover. Should I be able to invite somebody from Mexico, Syria, you pick North Korea, Somalia, wherever it is, should I be able to invite somebody to my house to stay there and live on the property, maybe do some farm work, fix my shed, that kind of thing?
Of course. It's nobody else's business but yours.
Excellent. Then how are they going to get there without crossing this border that somehow I've agreed to?
How are they going to get there? Well, at the moment, they would have to go through the naturalization process. I'm not really in favor of that. I'm for open borders. But
yeah,
the original question was, okay, so the reason I asked what separates private property and what separates borders is who can really enforce either?
Well, I guess
you have the permission to use force on your own property, mm-hmm. just the same way the Department of Homeland Security has permission to use force throughout the entire country, for example.
Yep. I don't think the force is the same, but I don't think the Department of Homeland Security has permission to do it. They just do it.
Yeah, I'm sure that I don't think the Department of Homeland Security is authorized by the Constitution. The Constitution's pretty specific on what it authorizes, and a military certainly. Militaries would handle border disputes ultimately, and that is something that's authorized by the Constitution. But all these alphabet soup agencies that are out there, I don't see them as being necessarily authorized by the Constitution. Well, but nonetheless, I agree with what you know, the concept that you're talking about, and that's something that I've acknowledged here on the show. I think that there's a, you know, it's been brought up by liberal type callers that property is violence. The very fact that you claim for something for yourself and you say, I will use violence to protect this thing as mine, is essentially a threat upon somebody who would take it. And it is. It's a conditional threat.
Yes, let me reinforce that, in fact, by saying the body integrity is violence. Right. If you want to have the right to consent to anything, for example, sexual activity, if you think you have that right, then that's enforced by violence. Right. Because of what happens if a rapist comes after you, you got to fight him off in some way, some violent manner. So the right to anything is, I guess, ultimately backed by some sort of a threat of violence if someone would take that right from you by violence. Right.
Yep. Well, go ahead. Basically, I was thinking about this because I saw an interview that had been done with Daryl Perry and Sam Cedar one time. Daryl suggested that there would be agencies that would issue deeds without government. Well, what happens when one agency issues a deed to somebody else, for example, and it doesn't go along with the other agencies? How do we know which one is correct without some governing body?
I can give you the answer to that question as it would be answered by somebody who would, you know, support these ideas. It's not my obligation to know what would happen in a future where there are no state agencies, but I will, you know, go ahead and give you the best answer I got is there'll be arbitration organizations. We currently have courts, so there'll be something akin to a court where these organizations would get a ruling, and then that ruling would be enforced by, you called it, violence.
And I have personal experience with this very topic. Agencies issuing deeds, for example, and Mark, you were down there, you saw this piece of paper, when they had that eviction for my house, and you and Ian and a few other folks came down, I showed you guys all, a judgment from Land Court, Massachusetts Land Court, found for the town of Palmer, and the judgment has no signature on it. It doesn't even have the seal of the court. That same, and it is the one I got a certified copy out of, the Hampden County Registry of Deeds. If somebody wants to go Hampden County Registry of Deeds, that's Massachusetts, and they want to Google Joseph Noon, Bonsville, Mass., they will find this deed. I mean, this basically what the town uses evidence in my eviction hearing that they own the property was his judgment from land court that bears no signature. And Massachusetts land court judgments have no signature on them. Basically, as far as I'm concerned, it's like an unsigned check, but the cops follow it because, you know, their bureaucrat buddies say, hey, this is cool. Or, well, the town's lawyer says, hey, this is cool because, you know, all these governmental agencies are ran vicariously by the lawyers because all the town selectmen and the cops and everybody with the guns, they all listen to the lawyers.
Well, currently, I mean, there's all kinds of disputes. This is the reason you have to have a title check when you sell property is there's disputes to land all the time. We have, you know, usually a monopoly organization that allows people to register their deeds or whatever, and it's still a mess. Go ahead, Liberty Lover.
I would agree that it can be a bit of a mess at times. I'm currently in the process of buying a house, so I'm slightly familiar with it. Another reason I asked this is I was speaking to somebody in the IRC chat. I don't know if you guys read that on LRN.fm, but he was telling
it's
me...
chat.freetalklive.com.
No, I listen on LRN.fm.
I think it's the same chat.
You think so? All right. I was
chat.lrn.fm. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to some guy yesterday, and he was telling me, well, we can just go back to how it used to be hundreds of years ago. If you're lucky enough to get to the land first, you defend it with all the force you like to and keep other people off of it.
Yeah. Let me give an example, right? A lot of this kind of stuff when we're talking about voluntary law, right? Law in a society where you don't have a central authority coming in with its iron fist and enforcing what it says. Look to international law, right? So let's talk about China. When China was, you know, overrun by communists, or however you want to say that, for the longest time, the Republic of China, right, Taiwan, maintained it was the legitimate government of China, right? And the People's Republic of China maintained it was the legitimate government of mainland China. And they both went on that for decades and decades, and obviously not everyone in the international community agreed with one or the other, and still to this day, right? And it wasn't until fairly recently that Taiwan finally said, okay, yeah, we just own this little island here. And yeah, finally everyone, and then if you think about the Israel-Palestine situation, which please let's not talk about that too much, because that's always a mess to talk about, but there's a bunch of different countries that recognize Israel's legitimacy, and there's a bunch that don't. And ultimately, when there's a force in play, which there is, of course, there's guns on both sides, there tends to be a stalemate until over time, a peaceful consensus kind of comes out. So I think we'd see a lot more of that with property disputes in a voluntary society.
Thanks for the call, Liberty Lover. I appreciate it. And call back with more questions. It's been a great call. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, we'll talk about the imaginary future in a voluntary world. We're fine with it. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free. At forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live Wednesday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got a special guest host in the studio today. It's Joelle from Dash Force.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. Thanks for sitting in, Joelle. And
Jay.
Thanks, Jay. So, you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about, well, the voluntarism and cryptocurrencies, basically. And I think that's what Ben in Canada wants to talk about. Let's go to Ben. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going along the same lines as Liberty Lover with my question. I'm just going to leave the floor open after it. Is voluntarism theoretically possible if the wealthiest members of the society do not believe in the non-aggression principle?
So if there was a truly voluntarist society, as opposed to just the idea that somebody could opt out of any given government program or whatever, right? If it was a fully voluntarist society, if the wealthiest people decide that they're not going to act so nice, right? The evil Bill Gates scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that it's, it makes it difficult. It's difficult to know what would happen if somebody tries to get together a little army and force people to do what they want. But one of the things about armies that's special is the flag. It's a special icon. People are willing to take something less than minimum wage, to sleep in the mud, and fight and die for this icon. Whereas if you ask them to do the same job for a company, they would be far, far less likely to do it. Do you kind of catch my drift as far as soldiering?
There's a certain type of psychopath that likes working for Blackwater and doing mercenary stuff.
Most of them were...
former military.
Former military. Absolutely. And they're getting paid significantly better at Blackwater than they were getting paid at the military. And that's just the point I'm trying to make. Does that make sense to you, Ben?
Yep.
And... What Blackwater does is they bring in a far superior force as far as firepower goes in a given situation, and they're not in danger in the same, you know, they're not usually taking on a force, and if they are, you know, they're in far better positioning and they're far better armed. If the evil Bill Gates, and I don't know, this is insider libertarian terminology.
Sorry,
the
Mr.
Evil,
Gates.
Sorry, Mr. Gates. I'll use the term evil billionaire. If the evil billionaire decides he wants to take over a given, you know, geographic area, it's also difficult because today, if you want to take over a country, there's one place where you have to raise your flag in order to prove that you took it over, and that's the Capitol. You gotta find the chief executive office, and you gotta run your flag up that flagpole and say, "I now run this place." But in a voluntarist society, there wouldn't be a capital. So you may be able to subjugate people on their property or whatever, but you're gonna have to use force constantly. It's expensive, and people aren't gonna wanna fight and die for you, because, well, you can't spend that great soldier cash that you would get if you're dead.
Yes, let me sort of jump into the math equation there, right? So you're hiring these expensive mercenaries who are willing to take a significant or partial physical risk in order for a lot of money, right? Then you go against people who have nothing, who have their backs against the wall. Poor people are willing to fight pretty hard for what they have because that's all they got.
They do real well. They're still doing well in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Afghanistan was able to fight off the greatest militaries, three of the greatest militaries the world has ever known in the last century. The greatest militaries on the planet, they fought them off as what? You know, nothing. Yes. Armed with nothing.
Now, if you look at per capita GDP, Afghanistan is usually one of those tied for the bottom. It's one of the poorest countries in the world. The United States is arguably the richest country in the world. And obviously, decades with no victory, no clear-cut victory, no permanent victory. The only reason the U.S. is able to do that is because the investors, right, the people, aren't able to have a choice in how their money is spent. If it was someone spending their own money, not other people's money, how long do you think they'd last with this kind of fruitless war?
Well, not only that, they're also spending money that doesn't exist. They're just, you know, creating this money to fund this war. And a whole other element is for Bill Gates, for example, if, say, for the last 40 years...
We're leaving Bill Gates alone. We're going with billionaire. The evil billionaire.
Billionaire Bob.
Billionaire Bob, for the last 40 years, or even 50 years, if we had a real free market, these billionaires would not exist. I think, you know, you using the other guy as an example is good because he invented a very good product.
Okay.
And what's he worth? $600-something billion, yep. I don't know, or something crazy.
A lot of it has to do with patents.
And he would probably be worth $60 billion if it wasn't for the protectionism of government. I mean, I don't know these numbers. It's just I'm throwing it out there. But these evil billionaires could not exist without government protectionism. If it was a free market, yeah, they would still be very wealthy people, but they wouldn't be at the power they're at now. And today, them guys are just the ones buying government. Quite simple.
Ben, thoughts?
Yeah. I feel like my question was answered. So thank you very much.
Certainly. Thanks for the call. You know, I have a great deal of sympathy for the, what I call them, cops, courts, roads, and soldiers, libertarians. The minarchists out there is another terminology people use to sort of shorten it up. Because I was that for years, and I'm not entirely sure that I'm not that now. The difference between a person who would be called a minarchist, a person who wants the smallest form of government that we can find, and a voluntarist is belief. As you said, it's faith, Joel.
Yes, the belief structure between, I guess, a hardcore anarchist and a minarchist is exactly the same. The difference is the facts presented, right? The situation we're in. Now, if you do get to a point where someone can be fully convinced that you can do without government, right? You can have a society with no government and other ways, voluntary ways of dealing with this. At that point, anyone who's still a minarchist is really just a microstatist. They're not, they just want a small government, but they don't want the minimal government. So a minarchist and an anarchist end up being the same thing in time.
and I consider myself an anarchist, and I do support the anarchists.
I hate the term. Go ahead.
And, you know, because in the end, we all want the same goal. We just want to be left alone.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Virgil, a good friend of the show, here on Free Talk Live. Virgil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, buddy.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
All's well.
Wonderful.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, guys. So I heard that you were talking about Dash earlier, and I'm calling because I have a serious problem with Dash, as I've made it clear in the past.
Oh, goodness.
I believe Dash is largely a scam, and for many reasons. There are quite a few pieces written out there by people that are a lot smarter than me, kind of outlining why that is. So I'm kind of calling to warn out people before they actually drop any money in Dash.
All right. So my first response to that is, of course, Merriam-Webster, right? Look up the dictionary definition of the word scam. What does it say?
I don't know.
It's basic.
I don't know. I don't have a dictionary in front of me.
Yes. So that's a good thing about smartphones and computers. It's pretty instant.
I can look it up, but yeah. It still takes me longer than the question.
So I'll summarize for people that just don't want to go link searching. A scam implies taking other people's money, right? Stealing other people's money under false pretenses / deception. For example, if I was going to say, look, I got this working firearm. It's going to work for you. It's going to be great for personal defense. And I sell it to you. And then you take it, and there's a burglar that jumps into your house. And then you click it, and it just doesn't work. And you get, you know, beat up and robbed. You got scammed, right? Someone sold you something. They said it worked. It doesn't work. And they took your money.
All right. So instead of scam, would, let's see, snake oil work out better? Because Greg Maxwell, who is a guy that's, you know, a lot smarter than me. I probably couldn't even carry a conversation out with a guy. Just 2 days ago, he's a Bitcoin core dev team guy. He called Dash snake oil. Right.
He said a lot of interesting things, too.
What does that mean when he says snake oil? I mean, it seems to I've sent it. I've, you know, sold things with it. It seems to work.
Right. It works, of course. It's just a Bitcoin clone.
Yep.
You know, it's not something that doesn't work. It functions at its mark as it is marketed, but it's also marketed as a anonymous or pseudo anonymous coin, and it's not. Dash is cryptographically insecure. It is not anonymous by any stretch.
When you say cryptographically insecure, do you mean that it is less secure than Bitcoin?
Absolutely, I believe it is because it's when you tell someone that they can use Dash to create and initiate anonymous transactions online, and in fact, it doesn't do such a thing, that's a pretty dangerous thing because what you have, you end up creating a market of people that may end up trading in things that are potentially considered illegal, say drugs, for example, and they end up being caught or, you know, being tracked by authorities or, you know, unsavvy individuals online. So that's a pretty dangerous thing.
And what are your other disputes with Dash? I want to make sure that we get them all addressed here on the air.
Yeah, we can. If you guys are going to a break, we can talk about it.
It's going to be a long over the top of the hour break.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.